Well, Bobby Dickerson, early on in the season, you're easily the busiest coach on this team. Let's see, you've had three second basemen, you've had two shortstops, two third basemen, and now you have your second first baseman because of the injury to Chris Davis. How do you help them keep the continuity with all of the movement?
Well, you know, again, it goes to the personnel. We have guys that are very flexible. You know, Flaherty can play all over. Scopey can play all over. It's just getting them their reps is the main part, you know. And then with Nicky coming in to play first base, it's just, you know, introducing him some of the situations. We know he can catch the ball on the ground and throw accurately. He does that in the outfield. It's just a whole lot more thinking going on at first base, a lot more situational defense than the outfield. And that's, you know, pretty much a crash course for him right now. But, you know, it's just really we're lucky to have the personnel we have.
They've thrived despite the fact you've had so much movement. I'm wondering if the subtleties of the different positions is what most concerns you. When you have repetitions at the same spot every day, it should come easy to you, and on this team it does. But moving around, the subtleties may change.
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing is a good point with Jonathan Scope. You know, over the last 3 years, he's been developed at second base. And for being a young kid coming to the major leagues and hadn't played third base really, just a little bit in AAA last year and Delmarva a couple years ago, but you know, when you're in a major league stadium in the ninth inning or the fifth inning and it's 40,000 people, there's a lot of things happening fast. And the thing we're concerned with Jonathan there is his clock. You know, it's just making sure his clock slows down. If you notice at second base, his clock is outstanding. He'll dive, hit the ground, come up nice and easy and throw the ball. He actually did that a nice job the other day with diving to his forehand, getting up to his feet and throwing a runner out. You know, his clock was outstanding.
With Nick at first base, you mentioned the throwing, you mentioned the catching the grounders. Is the ball in the dirt the biggest challenge for him?
You know, no, I don't think so. I think the biggest challenge is going to be just understanding the ins and outs, which balls to go get. You know, all the other infield positions, when the ball leaves the bat, you attack the ball. At first base, you attack the ball with the back of your mind saying, I got to get over there and take a throw from another infielder. So any ball heading towards the four hole, which is the hole between second and first base, you know, there's times that you have to leave it and let the second baseman go for it, and there's times you got to go for it and catch it and feed the pitcher, and that's tough. So I think the biggest thing is understanding all the situations, and I trust Nick catching the ball, receiving throws. He showed that last night. There's a little footwork. I'm going to have him out again today for a little while, some footwork stuff, but for the most part, it's just understanding the situations at the position.
Now, last night in the Orioles win, you get the bases loaded with nobody out because of the two errors that helped out. Now, in that situation, you have a drawn in infield, you have a drawn in outfield. What are you telling that runner at third base to be aware of?
Well, you can't get doubled off on a line drive. An infield line drive could hurt you. Also, any sinking line drive to the outfield is a tough read because if he dives and catches it coming in, you got to be able to tag and score. But then if you go back to tag and it short hops the outfielder, you probably get thrown out at home plate. So their positions were really tight. It was going to be a tough read on any line drive that left the infield. But the main thing is just make sure you see the ball past the infielders before we make a move. And with the infield and with the outfield playing where they were, we knew anytime any movement they went back on a fly ball, we would score. Anything coming in, we wouldn't be able to score.
In a situation like that, do you have the runner look straight at the plate and you yell go? Or because the outfielders are so shallow, you let them take a peek and go on instinct once they see the ball caught?
No, I'll usually tell them, you know, when to go and just let them focus on getting to home plate. You know, I try to make a judgment, and a lot of times they'll make their own read as far as when he catches it, but I tell them prior to, while the ball's in the air, if they're going or tagging.
Now, it's been a pretty good year overall running the bases and sending runners, and it's something that really is an art. You have to – well, you can't be certain. There's no certainty in the game, but you have to be pretty sure that you understand your base runner as much as you understand the defense.
There's so many things going into it. You know, it'll take forever to explain the things that go through my mind. I look out there and I see the outfield's arm, see where they're playing, who's swinging a bat hot next, where we are in the lineup. We had a situation the other day. J.J. Hardy was on second base. He had just come back from a hamstring injury, and I knew I was going to be tested to send him in Toronto because they had three great arms, and J.J.'s leg's hurting. So it was going to take a substantial hit away from the outfield to score him from second base. And those are the things that go through your mind. You know, my heart wants to send him, and I have to try to make sure I don't let my emotions take over and try to be, you know, keep my thoughts in order. The same thing with last night, you know, when Cruz hit the foul ball, just foul, with bases loaded, I noticed both runners at first and second were coming, and I had to look out there and tell them, make sure they go back and tag also, because if they just leave the base and we score the run from third tagging, we could have a triple play. The game's not over. So, you know, just so many things. That, you know, I call it anxieties. I make sure I keep my anxieties up and make my focus. And, you know, Buck makes sure we're locked in too. And he'll give me situations with signs and stuff that keep me locked in.